The words belong to St. Augustine, and they still powerfully capture the human situation. Here's how he put it. You have made us for yourself, O Lord, and our hearts are restless until they rest in you. Restlessness is experienced in a variety of ways. It might be felt as a nagging dissatisfaction. Maybe it's felt as an isolation or a loneliness. It might be a craving for something different, something new. It might simply be wanting something more than what currently is. It can be an ache for meaning, for clarity, for joy, an ache for harmony. However it personally is felt, human restlessness is the admission and the awakening of our longing for the eternal, of our longing for God. Restless human hearts, and we all have them, is an indication of God stirring within us through the restlessness, seeking to lead us to Him. On Thursday, these men, your fathers, your spouses, your family, your friends, these men right here, they dared to let their own human restlessness lead them to this experience of an axe retreat. And in our time together, every one of us had the remarkable opportunity to discover that what we may have regarded as our own restlessness, human restlessness, actually is divine restlessness stirring within us. God simply wanting to lead us to Him. The God of the universe, who has made us for Himself, and our hearts always and everywhere, they will remain restless until they rest in God. To family and friends and members of the parish, heartfelt thanks, for you help to make it possible for us to receive abundant blessings time away as brothers in Christ, gathering as restless hearts, and by God's working, seeking to awaken in each other awareness of the presence and the power of the risen Lord Jesus. Not so much to figure something out, as much to meet the Lord anew. And to my brothers in Christ, to the church that God decided to shape and to fashion, which we lived and prayed and played together these 3 days, my encouragement, my plea to you is to carry forward the graces. Resist living in the past or sliding back into human restlessness. Resist this experience of an encounter with God becoming a nostalgic musing. Oh, what a wonderful time it was, and now I need to get back to life. No, let your life be animated by the one whom you encountered in our time together. And for what it's worth, I'm actually speaking to me, and you happen to be overhearing it again. In my pilgrimage on the Camino Santiago, the six of us, encountered a very beautiful city, a very prosperous and somewhat wealthy city, at least as we were exposed to it in northern Spain called Burgos. And it's one of these cities that really is quite extraordinary. There's an old gate that is preserved that was part of the bastion that surrounded what was then the city. It looks very strong and formidable. And inside that gate is the great cathedral, a cathedral that the people of Burgos have, for which they have great pride. It's the symbol of the city, and it still to this day has a central location in this city. And we had a tour of the cathedral. And as we were making our way through the cathedral, it became very apparent to us that this wasn't a cathedral. This is a museum. You might call it a cathedral. And we discovered that there were two very small rooms, smaller than our church, that were left to be occupied for the religious practice that would go on in this cathedral. And I couldn't contain myself, as you men can well understand and appreciate, in engaging our tour guide, a very smart and secular lapsed Catholic, lapsed Christian, who was so proud of her cathedral when it was so terribly sad to us that the faith had all but been silenced in a building that had been dedicated through unimaginable sacrifice to erect and to preserve for the glory of God. And it was reduced to a pathetic, triumphant glory of humanity. That's what we don't want to let happen. Friends, there is only one reason to be a Christian, and that is to live as a Christian, not to think about it or to muse upon it nostalgically in a time that once was, but to live as a Christian, to let our lives be increasingly patterned after Christ Jesus our Lord, and to have them increasingly patterned after the risen Christ by performing works of mercy, spiritual works of mercy, corporal works of mercy, not by practicing nicety or by practicing good manners, but by being engaged in works of mercy, in seeking to recognize the presence of Christ in those whom we encounter in their need, and for ourselves to be recipients of the divine mercy first, which we always and everywhere need, to journey together toward heaven, and to do so helping each other to discover and rediscover that our own personal restlessness, it's actually God stirring and seeking to rouse us from our slumber.